If you hear that sound while you're outdoors, freeze. That's a warning from a rattlesnake that you've gotten too close for comfort for both you and the snake.
But all you need to do is back away slowly, says Barbie Hoffman, the now semi-retired founder of a snake rescue center in Sonoma. There's no reason, she says, to kill or harm the snake.
The one and only snake that tells you exactly where it is, we feel compelled to kill. Yes, it's venomous, but 99% of the time, they don't want anything to do with you. About the only time that they'll bite you is if you step on them or menace them. They don't chase you. They don't want to eat anything bigger than they can get their mouth on. If they bite and envenomate you, they can't eat that night. So they really don't have a vested interest in biting any of us.
There are a lot of rattlesnakes around this year and in places where they aren't normally seen. In part, Hoffman says, that's due to the dry weather, which has driven other wildlife down out of the hills in search of food.
All the little animals move down toward humans to get food that from the bird feeders and things that we have out, so the snakes follow. You can find them particularly two times in the evening where the sun touches the earth. They go to warm up for their evening hunt, and then 9:30 they start hunting. When all of us two-legged guys go in, they're out and about and looking for food.
Temperatures have cooled this week, but that doesn't mean the snakes have gone away, as the weather remains dry. And we humans also continue to unwittingly stock the food chain for rattlesnakes close to our homes.
If you feed birds on your property, the seed falls to the ground. Rats, mice, and voles come to eat that. As they run, they leave a little trail to follow back, which is what the snake uses to follow them. So you've invited this whole little party onto your property.
Like the various other reptile rescue centers across Northern California, Hoffman advocates capturing and relocating unwelcome rattlers. It's a far better response than destroying them, she says, which is something she worries is happening more and more due to some deep-seated cultural attitudes among agricultural workers.
We have turned over a lot of our landscaping needs to companies that hire really hard-working, wonderful people that culturally have been taught to kill everything that slithers. Unfortunately, that's going to cause a big problem if we don't get a handle on it. We can't just kill off that many snakes. It just environmentally causes a problem.
Handling rattlesnakes is dangerous, so Hoffman says the best way to rid yourself of an unwelcome snake is to spray it with water. The rattlesnake's greatest natural enemy is another snake, the common king snake, which is not venomous. But killing any snakes does damage to your local ecosystem, harm that could easily be avoided.
Rats, mice, voles, baby turkeys, the rattlesnakes keep the numbers down. We need that.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.